234. Rising Canada. When Larry started trying to warn against a war effort building up in Canada against the U.S., everyone just looked at him like the washed-out ex-Marine that he was. He was wasting his breath, some said. Why couldn't he just waste away somewhere in quiet, another said. Eventually, some old friends even washed their hands of him. It was embarrassing. It was sad, and it was awful. Mostly because Larry was right. Canada was sick of playing second fiddle to the U.S., being their waste disposal site, and always being called the 52nd U.S. state. The U.S. had also washed their dirty linen in public for too long. It was time for a real country to take over as the only superpower, and that country was Canada. But no one could know until they were ready. So while most people thought that Larry was just warning everyone of nothing, the Canadian government was watching him like a hawk. They viewed him as a threat, as a risk, as a liability. If his own people could not ward off his accusations, then Canada would step in and wash away the risk by making Larry disappear. They were, after all, just warming up their military strength deep inside Canada. It could not get out that that was happening, or that Canada was not the affable neighbor it made itself out to be. But Larry didn't know this. He crawled back into his hole, washed the trash off of the ground, and lay down to get some sleep.